Unit 3. We're trying to save the manatees. Section B.
1A. Saving endangered animals is one thing we can do for our world. What else can we do to help save the planet? Rank these items from the easiest, 1, to the most difficult, 5. 1B. Hair work. Compare your answers.
Recycling paper is really easy.
I agree. But it's hard to stop riding in cars.
2A. Listen and check the things that Julia and Jack talk about.
Hey, Julia, don't forget to turn off the lights. It saves electricity.
Oh, I know. I usually do that. I was just in a hurry. How come you're so interested in the environment, Jack?
I always have been. Lots of people think there's nothing they can do, but I just read this book about it, and there are lots of things the average person can do.
Like what?
Well, you should turn off the shower when you're washing your hair.
Oh, I'd never do that.
You wouldn't?
No, I have very short hair. I'm only in the shower for a few minutes.
Well, every minute helps.
What else does it say?
It says you should take your own bags when you go food shopping.
Oh, that's not difficult. I can do that. What else?
Here's a good one. It says people should stop riding in cars and start riding bikes.
Oh, I'll never do that. Can you see me riding 45 minutes to and from school every day?
Well, I think the environment is really important. Besides, I like riding my bike.
Yes, and you also live close to school.
2B. Listen again. Check the things that Julia is doing now, the things she will do in the future, and the things she would never do.
Hey, Julia, don't forget to turn off the lights. It saves electricity.
Oh, I know. I usually do that. I was just in a hurry. How come you're so interested in the environment, Jack?
I always have been. Lots of people think there's nothing they can do, but I just read this book about it, and there are lots of things the average person can do.
Like what?
Well, you should turn off the shower when you're washing your hair.
Oh, I'd never do that.
You wouldn't?
No, I have very short hair. I'm only in the shower for a few minutes.
Well, every minute helps.
What else does it say?
It says you should take your own bags when you go food shopping.
Oh, that's not difficult. I can do that. What else?
Here's a good one. It says people should stop riding in cars and start riding bikes.
Oh, I'll never do that. Can you see me riding 45 minutes to and from school every day?
Well, I think the environment is really important. Besides, I like riding my bike.
Yes, and you also live close to school.
2C. Hair work. Role play a conversation using the information from the chart above. Say what is true for you.
We really shouldn't use paper napkins, you know.
I know. I stopped using them last year.
3A. Read the article. Imagine that you are going to interview Amy Winterbourne. Write down 5 questions you would like to ask her. Share your questions with another student. Say why you would like to ask these things. The House of Trash. You have probably never heard of Amy Winterbourne, but she is a most unusual woman. She lives in a house that she built herself out of trash. Well, the stuff used to be called trash, but now it's called recycled material. The windows and doors came from old buildings around the town that were being pulled down. The walls are made from old glass bottles that are glued together. The roof is made from discarded tiles. And the fence is built out of used soda cans. Amy recently won an award from the Help Save Our Planet Society. The President Jackson Smith said, "Amy is an inspiration to us all." And what does Amy do in her spare time? She makes model toys out of old TVs and sells them to raise money for the children's hospital.
3B. Look at the pictures below and complete the article. Use the phrases be made from and used to be in your article. Before, after.
4. Survey. Mr. or Ms. Recycling. Who recycles the most in your class? Survey the students in your class. Then take a class vote.